It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Prophetic Secrets of Earthly Jerusalem, City of the Great Serpent. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is Elvis Presley. With He Knows What I Need and By, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because He cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, He knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, He knows just what I need. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, He knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, He knows just what I need.
Well, children, by and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God together at home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways God will lead us to the blessed promised land. He will guide us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. Well, children, by and by, understand it better by and by.
unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
Bye.
Folks, get your pastor that says Tex Mars is wrong, get, you know, that believes in Israel and all that, get them to listen. Get them to listen. And prove that I am wrong from the scriptures. Don't give me your opinion. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give you the scriptures. There are some important people who have prophesied about Israel. One of them is Moses. That's in the Old Testament, of course. Moses made a last days prophecy. And you know, I've never heard it before. I had to read it for myself. The pastors won't even tell you about this because it doesn't go along with what they want to say. And then, of course, oh, let's see who else here. Isaiah. Yep, Isaiah gave a prophecy about Israel in the last days, Jerusalem. Then the Apostle Paul, he said some important things. Now let's talk, and then the most important of all is Jesus prophesied. So now let's look at it. Moses, Isaiah, the Apostle Paul, and Jesus. Hey, you can't get any better authority than those four. Now I'm going to give you their prophecies. First of all, let's go to Moses. This is in chapter 31 of Deuteronomy. When he was an old man, he decided, God called on him actually, to prophesy to all the people. And he called him and he said, gather unto me, this is verse 28, all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to record against them. What a prophecy. Think about it. Moses. Now he had just said, verse 27 said, for I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. He says, you have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? He knew he was going to die. He knew he was an old man. It's time for him to die. And here's the prophecy he gave right before his death. He said, gather everybody together, the elders of the tribes, the officers. That would be sort of like our governors, our legislators, our mayors. I'm going to speak these words in their ears, and I'm going to call heaven and earth to record against them. This is going to be recorded. It's recorded. Forever, he said these words. Now listen, now all of you that think that Israel is going to be restored and they're all going to be wonderful people and we're all going to get along together, of course, they're going to have their old covenant, right? And they're going to sacrifice and we're going to watch them and you know, they're going to be the rulers of the world because they're Jews. Oh, yeah? Here's what he had to say. Verse 29. After he's got them all together and he says, heaven and earth are going to record these words against you. Not for you. Against the people. Verse 29 says, for I know that after my death, ye will utterly corrupt yourselves. Wow. And turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days. When? In the latter days. Because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord,
to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Now, the Jews have a term. They call it bar mitzvah. It's the work that they do for their synagogue, for God. The work of their hands. Well, Moses said it's going to be evil. Verse 30 says, and Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they read it. This is a song. This is called the Song of Moses. Now, let me give you a little secret here, folks. In the book of Revelation, at a certain time in world history, there's a choir. There's a great choir of saints, and they're singing the words of this song. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is what they're singing. I know after my death you will utterly corrupt yourself and turn aside from the way of which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days because you do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Now, I've already quoted you from the Old Testament where it says that God is angry at the wicked every day. He's angry at the Jews every day. Why? Because they slew him on the cross. They haven't repented. They've killed millions of Christians over the years that caused them to be killed. They haven't repented. Now, Isaiah, here's what he had to say. Isaiah verse 28, verse 16. Let's go to verse 16. Isaiah 28, verse 16. He talks about a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. And Isaiah recommends you believe in that. Who is that? That would be Jesus Christ. He's a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Verse 17 says, God is speaking here, judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Oh, the Jews think they got a hiding place there. They're hiding behind their hundreds of nuclear bombs, their armaments. And they have a refuge of lies that they use. Verse 18, listen to this one. Listen to this very close, folks. Get this in your hearts. Isaiah prophesied this. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled. And your agreement with hell shall not stand. Oh, my goodness. Think about that. Think about that. They've made a covenant with death. They say that Jesus is in hell, that Jesus was a blasphemer, that Mary was a whore, and all these horrible things in their Talmud. They've made a covenant with death. Who is that with hell? With Satan. Your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation. Verse 21 says, for the Lord himself shall rise up, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore be ye not mockers, for I have heard from the Lord God of hosts, a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Give ye ear and hear my voice. Hearken, hear my speech. A covenant with death, an agreement with hell. And Moses said earlier, listen to me, all you people. Listen to me. Evil will befall you in the last days. That would be that covenant with death. That would be that agreement with hell. That would be God's judgment. You see, they have made this agreement with hell. Paul said, chapter 6 of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial, that's with the devil? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. We are the temple, my friends, you and I. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The Jews have invited in the unclean things, unclean demon spirits, into their whole nation. Paul explained why in 1 Thessalonians, verse 14, chapter 2. For ye, brethren, he's talking to Christians here, for ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. Boy, he's telling the Thessalonians, you've suffered things from your own people. And in Judea, the Christians there believe in Christ Jesus, they're suffering from the Jews, persecution. The Jews. Verse 15, he talks about the Jews. He said, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men. Now listen, this gentleman that I told you wrote to me recently and asked me about the old covenant, was it still in effect? He said, my pastor recently invited two Jewish rabbis to speak at our church. They please not God. They're contrary to all men. Verse 16 says, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost. Now, I told you about God being angry at the wicked every day. But that didn't mean that his wrath is filled up to the uttermost. Let me tell you something, folks. If God is so angry at you, that his wrath is come upon you to the uttermost, you're in big trouble. That's what he says about the Jews. They killed the Lord. They killed their own prophets. And they persecuted us. And they're contrary to all men. And the Jews are, you know they are. And the wrath of God is upon them to the uttermost. Goodness. Now, Jesus talks about them further. Jesus talks about them. He calls them mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Oh, no, that's the Catholic Church. No, that's someone else. That's Rome. No, it's not. It's that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Revelation 17 says that. Chapter 18 talks about that great city which reigns over the king of the earth. You know they rule our government. They tell our politicians what to do. They rule Europe. The Jews. Chapter 18, verse 9 says, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her. But let me tell you about, by the way, it says the merchants of the earth. And she's so rich, she's got all these, I mean, everything. Even the souls of men. Verse 24 of chapter 18 is significant. Because there it says, in her, that's mystery Babylon, was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all that were slain on the earth. She is guilty, in her was found the blood of prophets, and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Who's he talking about? Well, now let's just read. That's in Revelation. How about Matthew chapter 23? Verse 33 says, ye serpents, Jesus is talking here, Ye serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that, listen to this, upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth. All the righteous blood shed upon the earth. Who's he talking to? The Jews, to Jerusalem. Jesus is talking to them. They're responsible for all the blood of all the men that were slain upon the earth because they rejected Jesus, because they slew Jesus, because they despised righteousness. And what does verse 24 of chapter 18 of Revelation say? Same thing. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. You get it? In Matthew, Jesus points to Jerusalem and says, in you is found the blood of prophets and of saints and all that were slain upon the earth. And in chapter 18 of Revelation, talking about Mystery Babylon, he says, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. The same words. Jesus uses the same words to describe the same city. And that city is Jerusalem. And that city is also spiritual Sodom and Egypt.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.